Hello everybody, welcome to more Celebrity Facts with me, Alicia Lang. This week I'm talking about Sabrina Carpenter. So Sabrina Allen Carpenter was born on May 11th, 1999 in Quakertown, Pennsylvania. In October 2008, Carpenter was one of the 7,000 to enter the online singing contest, the next Miley Cyrus project run by Miley Cyrus. She played to third place in 2010. Around this time, Carpenter signed with manager Bill Pelerman. Carpenter's first acting role was in 2011 in a guest role on the NBC drama series Law and Order, Special Victims Unit. Around this time, she performed as part of a Human Broadcasting System's Gold Manga Audience Festival program in China, singing Something's Got a Hold on Me. In January 2013, Carpenter was cast in a Disney Channel series, Girl Meets World, a spin-off of Boy Meets World, as Maya Hart. The show consisted of 72 episodes and concluded on January 20th, 2017. In March 2014, Carpenter released her debut single, Can't Blame a Girl for Trying, which was co-written by Meghan Trainor. The single received positive reviews and titled debut of EP and the same name, and that was released in April 2014. In January 2015, Carpenter released Will Be Stars, and it was served as a lead in her debut studio album, Eyes Wide Open, which was released on April 14, 2015. And it peaked at number 43 on the Billboard 200. In October 2016, Carpenter released her second studio album, Evolution, which debuted on the Billboard 200 at the number 8, selling through 13,000 copies in its first week. The album produced two singles, including On Purpose and Thumbs, with the former being nominated for a Radio Disney Music Award, and latter peaking at number 1 on the Billboard's Bubbling Under Hot 100. And chart was later certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. In March 2017, Carpenter performed in the theme song for Disney Channel's show Animaniacs. In May, Carpenter featured on a single Hands with the Vamps and Mike Perry. In March 2018, Carpenter released the song Alien with the English DJ Jonas Blue. The song reached number 1 in the US dance club songs and charted at number 12 on the US electronic dance chart. The duo performed it on Jimmy Kimmel Live. On July 19, 2019, Carpenter released her fourth studio album, Singular Act 2. The album released positive reviews. Upon the release, found Carpenter exploring more personal topics of her previous works, including themes of anxiety and self-reflection. In February 2020, Carpenter released her R&B single title, Honeymoon Phase, which received positivity by critics. A month later, she made her Broadway debut in Mean Girls. The show that closed that day, Sabrina's debut due to the COVID-19 pandemic, closing the Broadway and never reopened. In January 2021, Carpenter announced that she had a single with Universal, signed her Universal Musical Island Records. She released her first single under the label Skin on January 22nd, 2021. The song peaked at number 48 and 33 on the Billboard Hot 100 and the Billboard Global 200, becoming her first entry on both charts. On July 15, 2022, Carpenter released her fifth studio album, Emails Can't Send, which debuted and peaked at number 23 on the Billboard 200 with 18,000 album equivalent units sold. Carpenter was the opening act to the Eras Tour by Taylor Swift for a number one of its Latin, American, Australian and Singaporean shows throughout 2023 and 2024. She released the covers of Swift's I Knew You Were Trouble as a Spotify special, said that opening for Swift was a childhood dream come true. In March 2024, Carpenter featured on Norwegian's singer-songwriter Girl in Red single You Need Me Now. On April 11th, Carpenter released her single Espresso and performed at the 23rd Coachella Valley Music Arts Festival. The following day, Espresso topped the Billboard Global 200, peaked at number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and went to win the MTV Music Video Award for Song of the Year. At the end of the year, Espresso became the second most streamed song of the year on Spotify at 1.6 billion. Carpenter followed with a single, Please, 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 on June 6, 2024, which became her second global chart topper. And in her first Hot 100 number one single, Carpenter released her sixth studio album, Short and Sweet, and on August 23rd, debuting at number one with the Billboard Hot 100 with 3,662 units sold within its first week. All tracks charted at number 50 on the Hot 100 at the 67th Annual Grammy Awards. Carpenter earned 6 nominations, including Best New Artist. The album was nominated for Best Pop Vocal Album and Album of the Year. On June 5th, 2025, Carpenter released the single Man Child, which debuted at number 1 on the Hot 100, marking her first debut and second number 1 song on the chart. She performed it at the time and for the first time at the Primavera Sound 2025 and then at the BST Hyde Park. Her 7th studio album, Man's Best Friend, is set to be released on August 29th, 2025. So now you know about Sabrina Carpenter. I physically became a fan of her work like when Espresso came out, because I just remember like hearing that song constantly online and how catchy it was. And it's still my favourite. Me, my sister, my dad, we all love her in our house. I think she's wonderful. Hope to see her live one day. She did come to the festival a few years back. But yeah, we didn't know her at the time. But now we know her. We're like, come back, come back. But hopefully she will. We'll have to wait and see. So join me next week for more celebrity fun facts. So take care, everyone. Bye.